Leaving behind the Main Street business they had built for 24 years was no easy decision for the Han family. Owners Vicky and Joseph Han formally closed the doors to their long-running cafe Hess at August 20, receiving plenty of well-wishers as they retired. But the closure's circumstances were difficult for the family to accept, being unable to sell the cafe and ultimately getting nothing for the business they invested so much into. They've kind of came to terms with it, their daughter, Elizabeth Han, said. I'm just really upset the hard work, the investment, the effort, the life that we built here. We're walking out with nothing but, obviously, great memories. It really hurts to see them go through that. The family moved to Canada in 1997 from Korea, with Newmarket chosen as their new home due to a family connection. The family sought a business to run and settled on a convenience store they opened on Main Street. But the family said they had to transition about 14 years ago, with too much competition in the convenience store business. They ultimately turned the building into a cafe, selling their house and downsizing to afford extensive renovations. When we first came here and started our business here, there was a lot of dead businesses, dead units, said Vicky, speaking through her daughter as translator. When we first converted to the cafe here from convenience store, our business was probably the first that had invested in renewing the interiors, on Main Street, and really put in a different business into a unit that was really nothing. But it paid off, with the business finding success. It is something they said came due to persistence and diligence. With a commitment of serving the community, Elizabeth said. Being part of Main Street here, they're literally the history of Main Street growth. That, and also kindness. But as with many businesses, the pandemic was a challenge. The family began to discuss retirement and selling off the business. The news that their landlord would be significantly increasing their rent solidified that decision for them. They put it out to market 4 months ago, Elizabeth Han said. We weren't able to sell it within the 4 months, so my parents wanted to stay, but the landlord didn't renew our lease. Although there was a prospective buyer, the family said the rent increase made it difficult, and they could not get more time to sell it. The building will fall back to the landlord, with the family getting nothing to show for all of the time and money they spent building up the business and renovating the location, they said. Although she indicated there is nothing legally at issue, Elizabeth questioned the morality of it. It was honestly great for our family, in the meantime, while it lasted, she said. But it's just almost to a point where we're kicked out with nothing. Newmarket today did not receive a response for a request to comment from the landlord. Despite the unfortunate circumstances, the family is making the best of it. Vicky and Joseph Han said they plan to visit their four children more in retirement, traveling to do so. The family also saw an outpouring of support when they announced their closure, with dozens bringing in flowers and wishing them well. Vicky and her family have created a warm and welcoming spot on Main Street for coffee, lunch and a place to meet with friends, Newmarket Main Street Bia said on its Facebook page. They will be missed, and we wish the family all the best for the future. Our customers were so considerate of us and always treated us with warmth, Vicky said. Very thankful, for all the encouragement, all the nice things they've said about our business. We would have been nothing without our customers, Joseph added. The family expressed appreciation to everyone who came to the cafe to bid them farewell. We've enjoyed our business. We've loved this place, Vicky Han said.